this is Nico with Bank of Cardiff. How can I help you?
Hi, Nico. This is Troy Mason calling from Mason and Sons. You had left a message on my probably a month or so ago. That you had sent me an application or some information about a loan.
Let me do this. Let me pull up your file real quick here, so I can have everything right in front of me. Let me just see here. So where'd you say you were calling from? What was the business name?
It's Maciel and Sons Incorporated, M-A-C-I-E-L.
Maciel. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Okay, no problem.
You said M-A-C-I-E-L or E-I-L?
It's M as in Mary, A-C-I-E-L.
And Sons.
And Sons, yep.
All right, it's loading right now.
I'm just looking to purchase some equipment and just what we had to offer, that's all.
Yeah, of course, yeah. So we have the two programs. We have our equipment financing program and working capital. And, of course, if you want to, looks like you already know what you want to do, the equipment financing route. Have you financed equipment before?
I have, yes, yep.
Okay, okay. All right, well, why don't we talk about, what you do. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the company, what you're looking for exactly, and then we can see what I can do for you.
We do excavation and septic service work, Massachusetts.
There you go. You guys are out in Oak Bluffs, right?
On Martha's Vineyard, actually, yep.
Okay.
We're out on an island. And we have a portable toilet, restroom, trailer service as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we do snow removal for the state.
Okay, so you guys have a multitude of different services that you offer.
Yes, yep.
Okay, so why don't you tell me a little bit about this piece of equipment that you are looking to get?
I'm looking to get a new septic pumping truck.
Mm-hmm.
The new small dump truck.
Truck. Okay. How much do they usually run you?
Those are the septic truck is $125,000, and then the dump truck was $80,000.
Okay.
Dump and truck was about $50,000 to pay on it. So.
What was that? Sorry.
I have about $50,000 to pay on them.
Oh, for like a down payment.
Yeah. So.
Okay, it's always a good option. Our kind of like one of the perks that we offer here for our equipment financing program is that we don't sometimes require a down payment, but if you want to do a down payment and you would like to like lower the monthly cost, it's always an option.
Right.
So these two new trucks that you're looking at, are they going to be replacing something or are these going to be additions?
They're going to be addition to what we have.
Okay, how many trucks do you currently have on the fleet right now?
Seven.
Seven? Okay, so seven trucks right now.
Six restroom trailers, and so we have quite a bit of equipment, excavators, front-end loaders.
And do you just work mainly in the local area, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so no out-of-state things, anything of that nature?
No.
Okay. Just to clarify here on my end.
Sure.
So are you hiring new people to drive these trucks? You already have operators for them?
I'm looking to hire one more guy. We do have, I hired two more people about 3 months ago.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. Do you have a specific deadline that you're looking for? Are you trying to get them as quick as possible?
Yeah, pretty quick. The trucks are done, so I'm just looking for funding.
Okay, understandable. How long have you been thinking about getting, these trucks? Has it been something that you've been kind of considering for a while? A
couple of months, yeah.
Okay, you've just been waiting till they're...
I got so busy, it was a busy time of year, and I just went through a divorce, and so I was just tied up doing a lot of other stuff, so I finally, the pressure's on me to get them here, so...
yeah, you finally, got everything coming.
I gotta do something.
of course.
that's the way I work sometimes, but
Of course. So Troy, do you happen to have like an invoice for these or quotes? Are you going working through like a vendor? How are you getting these trucks?
Yeah, I do have invoicing. I can get invoices for them.
Perfect.
I have them on my email. So.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And have you been like looking into your financing options with other people, or were you one of the first people you've contacted again?
Second person I contacted. I contacted one other company, RJ Funding.
Okay, okay. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about, I guess, your personal credit. Like, how are you looking down on paper? Are you good, you bad, somewhere in the middle? Because the equipment financing program is pretty reliant on that.
In the middle. Now, okay. I've brought it up quite a bit since I've gotten away from my ex-wife. So
mm-hmm.
I've been slowly repairing that and getting that back in order. Like, I did good. Take out a loan last year for a utility truck, and that's almost paid off.
Okay.
$70,000 loan.
Okay.
It's where they took the money out daily during the business week, so it was an ACH.
So you did one of those for an piece of equipment?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Troy, our equipment financing program, it's not like a daily payment, it's monthly payments.
Yeah.
So we like to spread it out over a while because that's just a straight up like working capital loan essentially.
Right.
And that's not even.
I was able to pay it. No, you know, we were able to.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about like the types of terms that you're looking for, so I can get a better picture.
I was looking for something for like 12 months to 18 months.
Okay, 12 to 18 months.
Or somewhere around $150,000.
Right. So with the $50,000 down payment. Okay. I just have a few more questions and then we can see what we can do to go from there. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the business as well? Like, what were you guys' gross annual sales for last year?
Our gross annual sales last year were $821,000.
Okay. What are you on track for this year? Better? Up? Down?
Like around $1.4 million, I think.
Holy hell, that's a big jump, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty impressive. You guys are definitely on track to grow. I mean, how has the progression been for the last few years? Have you guys, like, steadily increased?
Yeah, what happens, I get into the restroom trailer business.
Mm-hmm.
That's taken off, and then also the excavation business is really taken off, too, as well. But the restroom trailer business, I had, like, two trailers, and I actually bought four more this year. And I bought them outright, and so I've spent, like, $400,000 in working capital just on restroom trailers to corner that market.
Oh, wow, okay. So you really wanted to get the funds secured very fast. Okay.
I spent a lot of my money, you know, cash on...
Like personal capital?
Yeah. Just
okay.
I mean, it was capital, but it was to purchase equipment, so we, you know...
So is that typical for you, Troy? Just so I have a better understanding.
Not just this particular year, not really. But I was trying to keep the market cornered because there was other companies trying to get in here from the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you wanted to have the highest market share, of course.
Right. And so I spent all my cash I had on to try to corner that market, which we've been able to do.
Okay, and that's pretty impressive. Hence why you've definitely grown a lot this year.
Right, so our sales have expanded a few hundred thousand just by doing that.
Okay, now why don't you tell me a little bit more about the return on this investment? So let's say the septic pumping truck's going to cost you $125,000. How long do you think that's going to take to cash flow?
That will, that's going to be instant cash flow as soon as I get it. It's going to work, but we've done it since 1997, and that's been our staple of our business.
Mm-hmm.
So it generates income regardless, probably, you know, $500,000 a year at least.
Oh, wow, okay.
Not more, you know.
Okay, and what about the dump truck? Same type of concept or a little less?
Yeah, the excavation was a little less, but that's expanding. So I do like $500,000 a year in pumping, $500,000 in portable restrooms and toilets, and it's probably going to be close to $500,000 with the excavation by the time we're done this year.
Okay. So the one in particular dump truck, let's see if we can quantify. It's going to cost you $80,000. How much money do you think it'll make you in a year from now?
And I'm using that to move the restroom trailers around as well. So that's going to be used, the multi-use for that and for the excavation business. But that's going to help us, you know, that's going to help us with our, you know, generate our income of like $250,000 for the restroom trailers.
Okay, okay. Okay, wow, all right. These are definitely going to help the business a lot.
It's more of a helping us with our service as far as being able to service customers better.
Definitely. Yeah, and that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, what happened is I got the utility truck last year, and that one truck we've been using to move 6-7 trailers around, so it's been difficult to keep up with it on the weekends.
Especially
mm-hmm. trying to get to places where weddings are going to be starting. So this other truck's going to help with setting up the trailers in time, so we meet our contract needs, and we're not being held responsible for being late or.
Right. So these restrooms that you are they like just regular porta potties, or are they more like high quality, the high end ones?
Yeah, they have air conditioning in them, music.
Oh wow.
Tile, granite countertops. Yeah.
Okay, I've been in a few of those myself.
Yeah, where we are, we're like the number two place in the country for weddings.
So is that like a majority of your customer base then, you would say, is weddings?
We do a lot of high-end weddings and parties, functions, yeah.
Well, that's awesome, man. That's definitely a niche market that you have cornered.
Some weekends we can gross, you know, 30 to 40,000 just in 2 days.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my feedback for you here, Troy. So we do have the two programs, the working capital and equipment financing, and it honestly depends on what you want, like how fast you want to pay everything off. From my recommendation, I would imagine that our equipment financing program would probably be a better fit because we can extend out the payments.
Right.
Or if you want it like the shorter base term, let me do a favor real quick. Do you have a minute to hold on? I'm going to ask one of my senior members here just a quick question in regards to that to kind of clarify to see which one would fit better. Is that all right?
That's fine, Miguel. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. 1 second here. Alright, Troy, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, alright, so here's what I got for you. I think the best possible course of action is to go our equipment financing route, and we're going to get you approved for our programs over here and then kind of work from that way. Does that sound like a good plan?
Okay, yeah. Is there, are there any penalties for paying things off early at all, or?
No, we have like a wide variety of programs that we work with for equipment financing, so there's some like perks that come to it. Like I said, one of them was the no down payment. Sometimes if you get qualified with one of our other programs, there's like a 90-day deferred option. So it really just depends on what our underwriting department comes back to us with to kind of lay out the terms and lay out the programs that we have. But we like to work with our clients and find them the best possible solution. So, you know, when terms come back, that's when you kind of hash everything out, figure out what you're really looking for, et cetera. But from what I'm going to need from you to get this application package started is where I'm going to send you over via email. What's actually the best email I can get for you?
It's Maciel and Sons Inc. It's all spelled out M-A-C-I-E-L.
Mm-hmm.
And A-N-D.
Mm-hmm.
Sons, S-O-N-S, Inc., I-N-C.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay, so that was Maciel and Sons Inc. at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are the things that we usually need to get started on your application package to go through our approval process. And our approval process on our end, we usually get an answer within 24 hours of you getting me all the required documents. So what I need is the one-page credit application. So it's an equipment financing credit application. It's going to be 6 months of your business bank statements. And then the quotes or slash invoices of the two trucks that you're looking to get. And once I get everything in, I can move forward and process everything, submit it to our underwriting. Underwriting comes back to me with an answer, and we get started from there.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I'm going to shoot you over an email. It'll have, like, everything laid out, what's required, and so and such. And from there, you know, once you get me the required documents, we can get the ball rolling. How fast do you think you can get me those documents?
By tomorrow afternoon, I'll get them to you.
Perfect. Okay, so I will follow up with you tomorrow afternoon if I don't hear back from you, and you know, just see where you're at. And if you had any questions on the application itself, you know, you can always give me a call or email me if you know something wasn't clarified. And just out of curiosity here, Troy, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so is it a sole proprietorship then?
It's actually a corporation.
Okay, so S Corp or C Corp? I know there's like
S Corp.
S Corp. Okay, that helps. All right. Yeah. So expect an email from me within the next couple minutes, and then when you get all the documents together, you can shoot it over my way. And if I don't hear back from you tomorrow, I'll follow up like tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. Does that sound like a plan?
I'll be working on it tomorrow, so I'll try to get them over there after lunch.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. Of course, Troy. I'm excited to work with you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, of course, Troy. Of course. You take care. Have a great rest of Halloween.
You too.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.